This is a recording of a quick tour of Beijing, China, Great Wall, Tiananmen Square, Forbidden City. One of the most famous landmarks in China is the Great Wall, known in Chinese as the 10,000-mile-long city, Wanli Changcheng. Much of it is in ruins. But some parts are preserved well enough and safe enough to serve as tourist attractions. One famous section of the Great Wall, called Badaling, is located 42 miles northwest of Beijing. Below is the entrance to the Great Wall. You have to buy an admission ticket to enter. It's a long, long walk to the top. The Chinese have a saying, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." This picture below shows my wife, my daughter, and myself posing on the Great Wall. Who is taking the picture? My son. Parts of the Great Wall are so steep that there are steps to help you ascend. Ascend. Note the exhausted wimp with the bottle in his hand, struggling to achieve the heights that I have attained easily. The Great Wall sprawls in all directions along the mountain crests. It is said that the Great Wall is the only man-made structure that can be seen from the moon with the naked eye, without binoculars or a telescope. Only astronauts know if this is true or not. Mercifully, there are restrooms and refreshments along the way. Near the top of the Great Wall, looking down towards the ticket entrance, we can see that we've walked up quite a distance, and you can see many people walking along the Great Wall. Near the center of Beijing is a large open square called Tiananmen, the Gate of Heavenly Peace. It has several landmarks within it. The tall landmark is the Monument to the People's Heroes. The building behind that is a mausoleum of Mao Zedong. That's where his dead body is preserved for bordering on one side of Tiananmen Square is the Forbidden City, where Chinese emperors used to live and preside over the country. Now it's just a tourist attraction. You have to pay to enter. As you can imagine, it takes high walls to protect the emperor from his enemies. The Forbidden City is quite large. Below is just one of the large courtyards within. My wife and daughter are in the foreground. Emperor and yellow in Chinese are homonyms, words pronounced the same, Huang and Huang. So naturally, to the superstitious Chinese, only the emperor can have yellow roof tiles. Anyone else with yellow roof tiles back then was executed for their arrogance, as if they were just as important as the emperor. Not. There are more landmarks and tourist attractions in Beijing, but that's enough for this blog.